The pandemic has taken a significant toll on arts venues and on creators, but some artists also recognize the positives that have come from the forced changes in their lives. Willis writer Arnold spoke with three artists whose work appears in an exhibition at the Portland Museum of Art's current show, Untitled 2020, Art from Maine in a fill-in-the-blank time.
With 2020 came a global pandemic forcing fight or flight. I came to Maine and temporarily moved into Grandma's old mobile home.
In this video essay, Eleanor Kipping walks in a red dress through the long grass of a bucolic field in northern Maine. On the left side of the screen are a series of close-up shots of city architecture that unfurl into images of bodegas and musicians.
It was like she was still there, sleeping, praying, smoking, drinking a sherry, watching me, remembering me.
Kipping fled New York right before the city was slammed into lockdown. She says the time at her family home in Maine has presented opportunities that might not have happened under different circumstances. She hustled for a coveted New York artist residency, changed jobs, and placed additional work in arts venues as they've reopened.
2020 hit, and after the pause hit, all of a sudden it seemed like a lot of opportunities came my way.
Working from home, Kipping says, has allowed her to push into unexplored ideas in her performance and video work. This includes real-time online streams of the artist napping as an exploration of the role of sleep in this historic cultural moment.
I don't think that I would have been able to pursue some of them or sustain productivity if I was living like in New York, working, you know, 50 plus hours a week between different jobs and like locales and like moving around.
Sculptor Charles Schreiber has also found himself working with the theme of sleep during the pandemic. He built a collapsible wooden bed without any hardware at his son's request.
I just felt a lot of joy and warmth and appreciation when he came to me for that. So I spent my whole summer working this out.
Schreiber says he was happy to use that time for the project. As a sculptor and carpenter, he's often supported other artists in executing their visions.
It really opened up time for me to think about what I wanted to do and how I was going to push back without feeling able to go out into the world.
And in time, opportunity opened up for Schreiber as well. The bed design was also accepted into the show at the Portland Museum of Art. As for Mainers in all walks of life, artists have had to adjust to being physically separated from each other and from the art itself.
I'm not able to get really close to the work and experience it, you know, as a body in the same space as the work, in the same space as the artist.
Julie Poitras Santos is an artist, curator, and director of exhibitions at the Institute of Contemporary Art at the Maine College of Art. She also has a piece on display at the PMA. Poitras Santos says while studio visits have been put on hold, Zoom and video conferences have actually created a new sense of intimacy among artists and curators.
We really have these urgent and compelling conversations about art and visual culture and our role in the world now.
And Poitras Santos says that connection can increase the stakes for what art can bring to a society in a time of great change.
I think sometimes the most potent works are really quiet and allow us a kind of space to envision another potential world. I think the kind of role of the imagination has become crucial as we move forward culturally.
Each of these artists say that being able to work during the pandemic has provided both a coping mechanism and a means of expression. Their work is featured in the Portland Museum of Art's first digital exhibition, Untitled 2020, Art from Maine in a Blank Time. The show runs through May 30th. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Willis Ryder Arnold.
The Portland Museum of Art announced this week it would reopen its doors March 25th for the first time since December. Coming up in our next hour, a look at the pandemic's impact on Maine's housing market. You can catch up on all our deep dive reporting at mainepublic.org.